This week, the price of Bitcoin rose above the $20,000 mark. This cryptocurrency has benefited from the pandemic that has pushed other commodities like gold, silver, and platinum to multi-year highs. Technology and information specialist Hallam Hope says that's good news for us in Barbados.
Right. I think there are implications at the entrepreneurial level as well as at the macroeconomic level. At the entrepreneurial level, we have bright young digital artists such as Sade Payne, who is creating something new. She's using digital art, she's using artificial intelligence, and she's creating a new type of art, which when combined with blockchain technology could really offer her an opportunity to break into the international market. With Bitcoin, we now know that large institutions internationally, like many in MicroStrategy, for example, in the US, major institutions are buying into Bitcoin in a very, very major way because they see it now as having far more asset class value than the US currency, and they are actually making money from it. So, for example, we see that Abigail Johnson with Liberty, she's saying that they have been able to offer custody services, and there it's turned out to be a boon for a company like that has over $3.3 trillion in assets. And this is just one example of a whole list I can show you. So I think what it's saying is that in terms of Barbados, if we can try to compete with states like Wyoming that have done really well to attract blockchain companies and jobs and investments and that sort of thing, we might not be able to provide all the incentives, but we certainly can start to compete with them or to attract some of the jobs which we think are possible in this whole blockchain space, which has now been made clear with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, well established now as the leading asset class of its type, not only for the last decade, but certainly for 2020 as well. Okay, so it provides opportunities, I think, for us students here as early as 13 and 14 years in our secondary schools at Ellerslie or Foundation School to be taught how to trade and invest. And by extension, as they learn these tools, which they're not going to get from an IT tech that is way outdated, they will then begin to understand how they can create jobs and services to a global market, how they can use artificial intelligence combined with blockchain technology, and how they can use Bitcoin and perhaps Ethereum as money, global digital money currency that they can use to be paid in or even to pay social services or whatever for. So there are a lot of opportunities, I think, that Bitcoin's established status or reaffirmation is telling us in Barbados that we have a lot of opportunities out there that we need to understand how the technology can be applied to our circumstances and how we can utilize them to really provide some of our young people with jobs and opportunities for a global market, which the Prime Minister indicated is one of her goals, and how we can also start to attract some of those companies that Bermuda and other places are attracting, given that Barbados does have many advantages in terms of the quality of its human resources in areas like chartered accountancy, legal affairs, and things like that. Yeah.
But how satisfied is he with the moves that Barbados has made so far to capitalize on cryptocurrencies?
I think it is an area that is unknown. When I walk around Barbados and I talk to people in banks or in government office or whatever, they have hardly ever heard of blockchain. And occasionally somebody say, well, oh, I think I know something about Bitcoin. For example, I was in a commercial bank and I was telling some of these young ladies that I was meeting, listen, there's a whole lot you can do through education. I've been doing webinars in across the Caribbean, in Belize, Jamaica, Trinidad, and here in Barbados, and we've educated over 200 students last year. But there are opportunities which we think we're missing out, and we may need the government in terms of catching and understanding of where things are going. But I think that at the individual level, we have opportunities to utilize education to learn a whole lot more and to see how we can catch up really quickly, because we are very, very, very far behind.
That's Hallam Hope on Sagicor's Early Business.